case of an RFX case, excuse me, tagging out. No, I got it all figured out. So, the repeater does have analog on it, but it's analog and D-Star. But if the people around here want to use the analog side of the repeater, they have to request for the PL tone, the CTCSS tone. If they don't want to do that, then analog will stay dormant, and that's the way it is. I'm just not going to put up with swampering. And in order to request for it, all they have to do is give me a call sign. That's it. And it has to be a amateur radio license call sign. If it's GMRF, they ain't getting nothing. So, yeah, that's how I want to perform it. That's how I'm going to save my insanity. And D-Star, well, D-Star is really great because not a lot of people have it because it's expensive. D-Star is really expensive to get into. But it is there if they want to use the repeater on D-Star. And if they don't, I don't care. I'm using the repeater. So, and D-Star is cool because I can actually block. If I don't like somebody, I can block them. I can blacklist them in the D-Star box, and it'll go away. They can't key up on the repeater anymore. So that's a win for me, too. Yeah, the repeater doesn't like their call sign, and the repeater doesn't key up anymore. And I can do that on the other side, too, the internet portion of it, because I have US Root and IRQDB gateway. So, yeah, the repeater is full-blown D-Star, and I can block in both directions. So it's actually pretty neat. I actually like this machine. And it took a little bit of work and a little bit of money to get the repeater up. I spent a lot of money, again, for this round, but it's all paid off. I don't care. Stupid. I can't believe I did it again.